Can't hear you, Yvonne.
When they give the share, you're going to work isn't going to be the problem. The problem is that he takes off the shtein.
Okay. We are in New Testament Aleph. We're going to redo a piece of Gemara we did last week. I don't like to do this. I've been doing it the last few weeks. But that's because it's a continuous sugya. It's hard to get into the middle, so it's good to start again. What? Amr of Amram, which is hard to find. I guess Tysus Shemeres. Go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines. Nun Ches Amr Aleph. Tysus Shemeres. Go across. Go down 6 lines. Amr of Amram. Humble to Amr of Amram. Amr of Roshesus. The following thing Roshesus said to us. Vanrinu le'enem mimasnitsen, and he enlightened us from a Mishnah. Meaning he said it to us and proved it from a Mishnah. Yes, chuppah lepsulas, the chuppah works for psulas. It can work in one of two ways. According to the Mandiyamah, it says, kedushin, chuppah is a means of kedushin. That means the kedushin would help even for a woman that's pasul. And according to the Mandiyamah, it says, the chuppah is after kedushin, which is for sure, according to everybody, it would work for psulas. Meaning, a psula, a lady that's pasul, that has a chuppah, is considered married. Even though she's pasul, the marriage is effective, meaning the nesu'in is effective. If you hold a chuppah of psulas, that means you're learning that chuppah doesn't work for a woman that's pasul. And the only way to make her a nesu'ah would be to consummate the marriage, which makes her a chalala. So that would be no good. But it's saying that chuppah is effective even for a woman that's pasul. And whatever chuppah accomplishes by a kosher woman, it accomplishes by a pasul woman as well. That's what Rav Sheshet says, and he proves it from a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah needs a lot of work, as the Gemara will work it out. And by the end of the day, it's not necessarily going to be approved to Rav Sheshes, but let's give the Gemara a chance to do its job. The Mishnah says, Tana Tuna, Amen Shalai Sisi Arusa Nesua Shemeres Yabam Meknusa. When the Kayah makes her swear, now he can make her swear, the way the Gemara is understanding it now, this Shvua, that the Kayah makes her swear that she wasn't Mezana, can be done to a woman who, the question was, was she Mezana Be'erison? It can be done to a woman that the question was she Mezana after Nisuan? It can be done to a woman that the question was she Mezana as a Shemeres Yavam? And that's the hardest of the four to understand, because a Shemeres Yavam that's Mezana only violated a lav. Why is that a, usually the Shvua is done because she becomes usher to her husband. Why does she become usher to the Yavam? That Rashi will deal with. And Knusa. Knusa is the married state of a Shemeres Yavam. Nesua and Knusa are synonymous, except Nesua is to the Erison and Knusa is to the Shemeres Yavam. Now, how can a Shemeres, why a Shemeres Yavam? That's the first question we have to deal with, is what is a Shemeres Yavam? She's only Ivar Alav. Why is she usher to the Yavam? So Rashi will answer one way, and Tysus will explain that Rashi could have answered a different way, but let's first see what Rashi said.
Is it given that there was a kinui here?
When it happened, that's exactly what the Gemara will have to work out. When was this kinui? When was this stira? When is he taking her to drink? This is the problem. Everybody agrees to be a site, you need kinui, stira, and the husband taking her to drink. Now, in the cases of Nesua and Knusa, that's easy. How about in the case of Arusa and Shemeres Yavam? That needs work. And that's exactly what we're going to be working on.
That's a given thing. No such thing as no kinui.
Well, yes, there is. If there's Adam and there's Nus. But then forget about Saita.
You don't need a kinui for that?
No. If two Adam walk in and say, hey, she's just Mizana?
She drinks Saita water?
She doesn't. She just becomes Asa to her husband.
Right.
Saita water is to prove her innocence. She can't prove her innocence if two Adam say she's guilty.
Saita water's requirement is that there has to be a kinui from the bowl.
In order to drink Saita water, she has to be warned by the husband specifically not to go into a room with A, whatever person you want to put there. And she went into the room in front of Adam. And now the question is, what happened in that room? Now, usually, a woman that goes into a room with a man, we don't accuse her of having thus. Yichud does not ask her a woman to her husband.
Can't be, don't talk to him, right?
No, a pashta is not. No. Even though the Mishnah uses the word al-tadabri in plainly, it doesn't mean tadabri. Kinoi means don't go privately into a room with a guy. I don't trust you. I think there's hanky-panky. And she goes privately into a room with the person, and there's two Edom. Rashi's going to zero in on Shemeris Yavam. But before that, there's two Rashi's. Matisa the Sech, the Saita Amen Amen Trey Zimni, the Rabbis Kohani. Shemeris Yavam is Kusa Kloimer. The Paisi Yavamta, the Kansai Yavam. Mashka Isa, he swears her. Umashbia, Ab Alstira Shinistra, but Ida Shemeris Yavam. Umayim Baitkin Isa Shneyam. And the water will check her. Now here Rashi has to explain. What's wrong? I mean, it's wrong. But what's so terrible as far as the husband, the Yavam is concerned, if she was Mazana? The answer is she becomes Asa to him. It's like a Bekiva, the Gemara says a Masechta Saita. Who says Chayve Lavan is like Chayve Krisis. And just like a woman is Mazana is an anxious ish, she becomes Asa to her husband. A woman that's bound to her yavam, even though it's only a lav that she violates by being mezana, is violating that bond, and the lav is as strict as krisis, and therefore she becomes asa to the yavam. Kanchis ish. The mash related yavam and the shuk kanchis ish. V'cheik of the anxious ish mitzra agarna biznus. Just like an anxious ish becomes asa to her husband if she's mezana, she marries yavam nami mitzra yavam. Even the mitzvah lebatski no you, and since she becomes usher, so he has an entitled to warn her. Can't warn a woman that's not going to become usher to you. You can only warn a woman that's going to become usher to you if she does something wrong.
Equivalent to a mimer, almost.
Not with mimer. This is biblical halacha. Nothing to do with mimer.
Three or four brothers. One of them says, "Don't go with
this." He's a shemer shabba.
But only to that brother.
Somebody she's married to all four, so therefore what? But he has a right to warn her. Because she's Mazana, she becomes us at all four.
All four.
Again. Let's say there's no key. Again, I think we're mixing the point here. Let's say that she married to was Mazana without a warning, but we have Adam, she was Mazana.
Well,
she's us at all the four brothers.
According to Mekiba. With Adam, because she's a Zaina. Not because of a Zaina.
Not because of Zaina. I hate to use the word Zaina, because Zaina is a Psulta Kayan. Because she was a woman who was bound to men and was Mazana. Even though she was bound to men.
It's only
going
to
Mekiva? Only going to Mekiva. She's not an anxious ish.
But she's usher to them because?
She violated the law, and according to Mekiva, this law is as severe as anxious ish. Because according to Mekiva, Chayvei Lavan is very severe. The Rai is and Kedushin Tyson. The Kinui is only if we don't know what happened. But it only can work if she were Mazana, she becomes Aser. Kinoi does not Aser her, Znus Asers her. But because there's a Kinoi and then a Stira, we have to know that she was a Mazana.
So, but bottom line, is can the Shemeres Yavam drink Soto water?
That's what how that works, we're going to have a whole Amud Gemara, half Amud Gemara on that. We didn't get there yet. But that's what the Mishnah says, correct. Well, the Mishnah doesn't say she drinks it as a Shemeres Yavam. It says the husband can bring her about as nus that she might have occurred as a Shemeres Yavam. That's how Rashi explained it. After he does Yibum, he can now say to her, ooh, let's go drink because of what happened. Now, exactly how that works, the Gemara will deal with, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. But that's how Rashi explains it. Sorry? No, meaning she's a Shemeres, she did it before Yibum. He's bringing her to drink after Yibum. But it's about an act that took place as a Shemeres Yavam. It means the Kinoi and the Stira. That's going to be all discussed in the Gemara. See, that's why we're jumping the gun. Let's let the gun work on its own. What? You heard enough last week to ask the questions. They're not giving the Gemara a chance to give the answers. Correct. Dr. Gemara, Dr. Rashi Weiter. No rush. Back to the Gemara. Trek to Gemara. Arhay Arusa Hechidami. What is the case of Arusa? Elaim the Kani look, she Arusa, the Istatra. He warned her when she was in Arusa and she had Stira. The Kabachka look, she Arusa. And he's taking her to drink before Nesuin. Arusa Bas Mishnahi? Can Arusa drink? But now the Mishnah said, but Favorish and Saita, Arusa Shemaris Yabam, Lai Shai says, Lai Night Lutsuba. And Arusa and Shemeres Yavam don't drink. Now, they lose their tzuba because they caused themselves to become usher to their future husband, because they went in privately after kinoy. But there's no drinking. The parsha of drinking was written by Nisuan, not by Arusa.
They're forbidden to their husband?
Yes.
Why?
Because he warned her not to go privately into room.
Maybe nothing happened.
But this is... Let's go by Nisua. What happens by a Nisua, who was warned that went privately into room?
Figure it out by drinking.
What if he doesn't want to take it a drink?
Can't live with her.
Why? Because kinoy and stira after her. The Gemara calls it raglayim ledover. Warning followed by the stira is a basis to assume that it's something did happen. Enough so that the Torah deals with that suspicion as a real suspicion. And now the burden of proof is to exonerate her. She, not to exonerate her from punishment, to be matur to her husband. The fact that she went privately into a room after she was warned is enough to answer it to her husband. I mean, the truth is, today, if a husband would go to a woman and says, I don't want you going privately with Shlema, and she went privately in a room with Shlema, she's usher to Shlema forever. She's her husband forever. Because there's no way for her to drink today. Kinui and Sira asked her. The Gemara calls it Raglayan Ladover. There's something fishy here. Enough for us to make basis. It's a basis. There's a basis to this suspicion. Enough to answer her. Now she has to get herself mutter. So when Arusa, she can't drink, she can't get herself mutter.
Is it to reestablish the trust? What is it?
To establish innocence. Nothing to do with trust. Innocence.
The scenario is they want to resume their marriage? Normally.
Well, they don't. They each have an out. She can say, I'm not drinking, and not lose her ksuba. He can say, I'm not giving you to drink, and I'll pay you the ksuba. There's all outs here. Nobody has to drink. She can refuse to drink without admitting guilt. She can just say, I'm not interested.
She loses her ksuba.
We can say, I'm not interested in this marriage anymore. Fine, so don't take her to drink, and you have to pay her ksuba. Now, he has an incentive to take her to drink, because that way, if she's guilty, he doesn't pay the ksuba. Yeah, but he also loses a wife on the deal. She dies. Again. The point. So he has a choice. He can either divorce her now and give her a ksuba, or he can take her up to drink, and she can either say then, I'm not drinking. I mean, if she knows she's guilty, why in the world would she want to drink? But that's her decision.
So, and the assumption here by the Arusa is that he gave her ksuba before.
He wrote the ksuba before, or an Arusa is the ksuba. It was a Shilom Sechtes ksuba, so we never were punching it.
Right, so it can't be that it's all occurred while she's the Arusa, because it doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because we just said.
The Mishnah says like Jesus. That's why it doesn't make sense. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Kadol Kindle of a history about history of Mishmoyne. Like Jesus, the Vina Tachas Ishech. But it says it has to be under her Ishech. Ishech means post Nusun. Okay, so that case doesn't work. Let's try the next case. Ella the Kanila, she Arusa. He warned her when she was in Arusa. The istatra, and she had stira as an arusa. The kamashkala, she nesua. And he gives her to drink when she's in nesua. That means she had kinoy and stira, right? And, I'm sorry, she had kinoy and stira as an arusa. Now she's in nesua, and he finds out that she had stira. He doesn't know about the stira right away. He didn't have to show up. He finds out that this lady had stira. So he wants to take her to drink. And he's taking her as an asua.
Which means he did bia, right?
Which did mean he did bia, right? Exactly. But he had no idea what it did bia. He married his wife. Now he finds out that she violated his kinoi while she was in Arusa. And he wants to take her to drink. Problem is, Me batkila maya, will the water work? The tiny we learn v'nik yesh mi'avon. With man she ish menukum ma'avon, if the woman, husband didn't live with her post-stira, am I batkin as ishtai. Ein ish menukam avayin. Ein amayin bayit kinesishtai. The bottom line is he lived in sin. B'shagig. He didn't know, but now he knows that he lived in sin. Water doesn't work for him. The Torah only has water work. But he didn't live with her post-Dira. He did. He became an Asu. He married her. They lived together one time. Well, he becomes Asher because of the Sira. But he can't take it a drink because the water won't work because he lived with her. Right. And she loses her tshuva. Zakti Gemara. El de Kanilok Shiarusa. Vistatra. Beniknes of Lachopa Belay Nivala. That would be the next case. He never lived with her. But it has to be a Nesua. How did she turn into a Nesua? Teretz Chupa. He warned her when she was in Arusa. She had Sira when she was in Arusa. He did Chupa. Never consummated the marriage. Adam come in and say, by the way, your wife had Sira last week. Oh, I'm taking her to drink.
So Chupa is
Kikilu. Chupa is Nesua. Now that's what Chupa is.
It's equivalent to
Nesuin. It is Nesuin. How do we do Nesuin today? Chupa. But the problem is she's puzzled. Can Chupa work for a puzzle?
There's two ways to marry a woman. Chupa's not one of them.
There's Kedushin and there's Nesuin. Kedushin is three ways. Maybe Chupa also. That's in Machloekas and Masechtas Kedushin. But Chuba is for sure the way to make Nesuin. Yes. Eretz and Kedushin say. Ushmami no, yes, Chuba lipsulas. She became a Nesuin. That means the Chuba worked. So Rav Sheitz has proved from the Mishnah that yes, Chuba lipsulas.
When
she was in Arusa and the Nusra was after the Nusra. Why would that not be during the Nusra that Nusra? What? The Kinoi was when she was in Arusa, and that Kinoi will work for acting the Nusra. Because the Mashma of the Mishnah is that this Nus occurred as an Arusa. He's swearing her that she wasn't Mizana as an Arusa. Your case would not be Mizana as an Arusa. The Mishnah says, she says, I didn't do Znus as an Arusa. So, that says that the Znus occurred as an Arusa, which means the Sira happened as an Arusa.
Rebbe?
Rashi.
Rebbe?
Good morning.
I thought a Hasra has to be Toch the Dibor to the Maisa.
This is not Hasra. This is not Hasra. This has nothing to do with Hilchos Hasra. This is called Kinoi. It is a different parsha in the Torah that says a woman, man warns his wife not to go privately with Pliny. She now is warned. It has nothing to do with Hasra of punishing her. This is a warning that makes the yichud that happens afterwards into a basis of suspicion that something hanky-panky went on in that room.
So it's not
to do with Hilchos Hasra. Even though both are translated in English as warning. One is a warning, you eat this, you're going to get Malchus. One is a warning, stay away from Pliny. I don't trust you with Pliny.
Okay.
A trashy. Umi Batki. I'm sorry. El dekanal k'sharusim k'satir be'er seven nasto mashkelo mi batkelo b'tanyu ilim nukum avish lebal le'lachash nistra. He didn't live with her after Sira. Shatayra asral v'chiv he nitma. Ushmami nami de mashkelo yeshchupa lebsulas v'kriya b'tachis ishech. She's called married to him. Nesua dekanal chupa. V'yavagav lechazi labia. It's not a chupa that's supposed to lead to bia. The asur le'mish nistra because she's really asur to him. So that's the raya Rav Sheish is brought from the Mishnah. For the fact that she's in a Nesua without the benefit of living together must be that Chupa turned her into a Nesua, even though this is a Chupa that happened to a woman that you're not allowed to live with. Zokti Gemara Amar Rav Batisba Dama Teretzli. Are you satisfied with that shot in the Mishnah? Voki Asir Rav Acha Bachanina Bedroima. When Rav Acha Bachanina came from the south, after he came, the Aisa Masnisa Biyade, and he brought along a Brisa. The Pasik says that a person lived with you, Mibal Ade Ishech, besides for your husband. When the Kayan warns, makes the woman swear, he says, if a man besides your husband lived with you, that's the Lashon Hashvua. So we learn now from Balade Ishech that there had to have been one relationship with her husband at one point. If she never consummated the relationship with the husband, Saita doesn't work. So we have two halachas. One is that she has to have had a relationship with her husband. And one is that that relationship cannot occur after Sira. So now we have to figure this out. She's an Arusa. He warned her. She had Sira. And when did she have a relationship with her husband? Post-Sira? Then Saita doesn't work. When is it? Two things have to be met here. A regular married lady has both of them. Man, Reuven marries Leah, and they live together. They had relationship together. Then Reuven gets suspicious of Leah, and he says, Leah, stay away from John. And she goes privately into a room with John. He never lives with her post the Sira, right? He had a relationship with her prior to Kinoi. He never lived with her after the Sira, so he meets all the qualifications. One, he had lived with this woman, his wife. Two, he didn't live with her in sin. Okay, then she's a Saita. By the Arusa, he never lived with her. And if he did, it was post-Sira. So Manachach, did he live with her post-Sira? He's not innocent of sin. Did he live with her pre-Sira? She's an Arusa.
Teaches us it has to be a
full. That had to have been a relationship with her husband prior to Kinoi and Sira.
Arusa is not called Ishech.
That's true. That's exactly the problem. So we're back to the problem. What is the case of Arusa?
What are the two things?
Well, one, they have to live together. And two, it can't be in sin. Look, Misha Kad Meshchivas Baal Lubayo. The husband has to live with her before she was Mizana, but Loisha Kad Meshchivas Baal Lubayo. Not that he didn't live with her. So back to the question. What is the case of Arusa? How do you have Arusa meet all the qualifications? Manashah. Did he live with her after Nisuin? That's after Sira, and Sin. Did he live with her? She's an Arusa. When did he live with her? Amar Rabbi Bachama, no problem. Mishkachas Agoshibor La Arusa Bebeisavia. This man lived with his Arusa. Not L'shem Nisuin. He was Mizana with an Arusa, like in Yehuda. They did this as a rule. This man decided they're Chas and Kala, they had Kedushin, he's not supposed to, but he did it anyway. Again, he lived with her before Kinoi and Sira, so that doesn't bother us whether it's sin or not sin.
Which is not called a Nesua, then?
Not a Nesua. He did it L'shem Tzvus. And Yehuda, she wasn't a Nesua. She was an Arusa who lived with her Aris. But the exact area is not so clear. Atzilano is Arusais, Vehitzilano is the Nesuais. We say that in the Bracha. What is the Atzilano is Arusais? Is that the Raisa? Is that the Rabbanon? Not so clear. But whatever the answer is, he did it. And that's why.
I read
did it. But God, can I just finish?
Yes.
Now everything fits in good. He lived with her as an Arusa. It was Kad Meshchivas Baal, Meshchivas Baal. He lived with her. Then he warned her and she had Sira. Then he got married to her but didn't live with her after marriage. So he never lived with her in sin. And he did live with her at one point. And therefore, she's an eligible Saita. Alright, how did she become a Nesua? Through Chuppah. Yes, Chuppah Lipsulois. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Amar Rav, Batizbara. And it works. Yes.
So in Yehuda they did it It's a question whether they did it legitimately or not.
Yehuda, again, I don't want to get involved in that till you now. What is the issue of living with an Arusa?
I just thought that in Yehuda was allowable.
Again, in Yehuda they were miyachad them, so they should know each other. Did they encourage them to live together? Did it automatically happen? Not clear.
Okay, so in the previous case, before we talked about the case of Yehuda, when a man marries a woman...
I'm talking about Yehuda. Somebody brought it up here. The Gemara doesn't mention Yehuda.
Right. But in a previous case, when a man marries a woman and under the chuppah they say that he's marrying a psula, or he signs a contract, ksuba saying that he's marrying a psula, does that make it... It's still yesh chuppah psulos?
I'm losing you. I don't understand your question.
In other words, if he marries her on the condition she's a psula in the previous case...
Psula and psula are two different things.
Sorry?
We haven't mentioned the word psula here at all. We're talking about psula. A woman is not allowed to marry.
There's a difference between two words... It's two different words?
One is with a bays and one is with a pay.
No, I understand that part, but if she's not a basula with a bays, doesn't that make it, the whole thing puzzle?
Why?
Why? Because of she didn't live up to the expectations.
If he's the one that lived with her, he knows she's not a basula. You're asking, is it a mekhtar?
In a case of a low nivala.
Oh, but it's a mekhtar. Right? That's what you're asking. A guy married a woman thinking she was a psula and it ended up being a ba'ula. Is it a mekhtar? That's what you want to know?
Yes.
We had a whole sugging supas. It said the guy married a woman and found that she was a ba'ula. He came to Bethan and she claimed it happened after Kedushin. And he claims it happened before Kedushin, right? Even though when he married her, he thought she was a psula, now we know she wasn't. But if it happened after Kedushin, so it is.
If he finds out after Kedushin, then it's still a good, it's a good Kenyan?
Absolutely. Yes. And so the ksuba will be rewritten. That's no big problem. Ksuba is a monetary contract. The Shishaila gets 100 or 200. That was the Sugging Subas. You know, all of them is base. The base of a base. The base of a base. What? The base of a base and give them an elf. Right. It is a problem, by the way, what you bring up, because there unfortunately happens cases of women that did have a premarital relationship, and then they get married to their husbands and never reveal it to them, and the Subba does say Bsula. Does that affect what exactly effect it had? It's not so simple. It's more, what you bring up is a major concern. It is a real concern. Now, if the husband knows and he doesn't care, we can write whatever we want in the ksuba. Right? That's what some people do. Some people don't. Some people do. But if the husband doesn't know, and she never informed him, is it a mekhtas or not? That is a major problem today in contemporary halacha. I don't know the halacha
l'maaseh. Isn't that what happened in the previous case?
They were loose in their morals. We'll call them from girls, unfortunately. Now they're getting married, and they don't want their husband to know they had a previous relationship. And they never tell him. And now he's marrying her, and the tzuba says, psul tada, and she's not psul tada. What?
Isn't that what the previous case is talking about?
No, you're bringing up a good shaila. Has nothing to do with our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, this all happened after Kedushin.
We're talking about...
You're talking... When I talk about halacha, I'm talking about the Kedushin happened to this girl that he thought was a psula. In the case of the Gemara, she was mezana after Kedushin.
Oh, that's right. Right. Okay,
much bigger problem. She's an ish.
Yeah.
Something about the Kvati Gabi Shemeres Yavam. Now we have to go to a case of Shmeres Yabim, and that's much more problematic. He has to have lived with her prior to the Kinui and Sira. He lives with her, she's not Shmeres Yabim. Because we learned even if you do Znus with your Yavama, you're kind of her. Where in the world do you have this case of a Shmeres Yabim that lived with her Yavam, is still a Shmeres Yabim, has a chuppah, which Klal was questionable, where chuppah came in, now became his wife. He didn't live with her after Nistira, but he had to live with her before. So exactly, when did he live with her? When did he warn her? When was Nistira, and how is she married to him? If she's not married to him, he can't take her to drink. Ishech. Terence says, he had chuppah, which is a new concept by Shemeres Yabim to begin with. There's two pshat and Rashi in this Gemara, we'll learn one. But that's a whole new concept to begin with.
That sounds from Yibaladei Ishech.
But we need her to be Ishech. So whatever chuppah you're going to... But he had to live with her. If he didn't live with her, it's not called Meshchivas Baal, Meshchivas Baal. And if he lived with her, she's not a Shemeres Yabim. You can live with an Arusa and not make her a Nesua. You can't live with a Shemeres Yabim and not make her a your wife. We'll get there later. At this point, we're learning the Gemara now. So God, Shemeres Yabim, Shabala Yabim, the Beis Chamia, meaning in her father's house. After her husband died, she's Shemeres Yabim. Shemeres Yabim, Karislein? Ishtamayi. Isn't it his wife? No, I'm a Rav Kanala Kail. Didn't Rav say any Bia's Nus is a complete Yibum? Zakta Gemara, Kishmul Dhamma Le Kanala Dwar Mamur in the Parsha. Can work according to Shmuel, who says she's still partially a Shemeres Yabim. You remember Shmuel said partially she is, partially she isn't? Zakta Gemara, but the problem is, Midihu Taim El Rav. The whole thing, the one that said Yesh Chuppah L'Psula, it was Rav. We're trying to prove Rav right. That's why we say the whole thing. And Rav said she's not a Shemeres Yabim anymore. I'm a Rav Kanala Kail. Catch up with Rashi. Zog to Rashi, Bechina, the question, I'm a Shemeres Yabim, Shabar, Lel, Shem, Znus, Bebeis Chamiya, Baal Manusa, after she was a widow. Baal the Kinala, Mistatra. The Nichnisa, the Chuppah, you're going to have to say that, because without Chuppah, how did she become Ishev? We're learning Nivala yet. Umashkala, Mashbiashla, Sathas, Mistira, Rishaina. And now he has to say that she didn't do Znus while she was a Shemeres Yabim. The problem is, Shemeres Yabim, Kana's love. She's not a Shemeres Yabim. He lived with her. Kana Lakob, but be a Shaygi Gumezin. The answer is, it's going like Shmuel, but Midi Ultam and Larav. How come I see the Yeshkop of the Slulais? The Shua Larav, my Sina Law. We brought this as a proof to Rav. The Amar Lao Yeshkop of the Slulais. The Rav Amar Lao Kana Lakail. And according to him, you haven't had pshat in this Mishnah. How do you learn pshat in this Mishnah? What is the case of Shemeres Yabim?
You can't possess an eye like Shmuel because we're trying to go on Rav.
Exactly. Exactly. And for the Gemara, Hakam Avai Eskinang and Abba Bamaimer. Ube Shamahi. Ube Shab to Amri Maimer Kaina Kinyan Gummer. Simple. He did mimer. So she's a mimer, and mimer makes it like an arusa. So she's a Shemeres Yabim that became an arusa. Right? Mimer, according to Meshama, is biblical. Turns her from a Shemeres Yabim that needs living together into a woman that now can be acquired the regular way. So she's still a Shemeres Yabim physically. She's waiting for Yibum, but he took a different track. Instead of doing the Yibum track, he's turning her into a regular Arusa through Mimer. And now he did Chuppah. And now he's taking her to drink.
Where's the Ishech?
What?
What makes it Ishech?
He lived with her. He lived with her after Mimer was Znus. But since he did Mimer, he took her out of the Yibum track and put her into a different track. So the B is not kind of. According to Beis Shammai, when you do Mimer, you're saying now this is not a regular Yibum case. I have turned my Yavama into an irregular Arusa. And I turned my Yavama into a regular Arusa. Now, if he lives with her lesnus, he's not kind to her. Because he turned the mimer into a... He went into a different track. He's now in the mimer track, not in the bia track. So now it's a regular arusa. Follow the rules of arusa. He lived with her lesnus. He did...
Hello.
I think he knocked us off.
So again, so now what you did is you used the mimer track and you turned it into a regular arusa. So it's not a new case. This is arusa. You took your shemeres. You took your shemeres yabam. Who's that? And you turned it into an arusa. Frak the gemara yagayin arusa. Zok the gemara tamech the suah knusa lav chadamosi. Isn't the suah and knusa the same? Once she did yibum, she's a knusa, she's a nesua. Ella, the suah the day, knusa the chavre. And I'm arusa the day, but shemar shabim the chavre. You're right. Arusa and shemar shabim is the same case if you did mimer. But it came from a different angle. Arusa was your own, and mimer took your brother's. Just like nesua is your own, and knusa is your brother's. You're right. Enochinami, the way we're learning now, the case of Shemar Shabbam is a case of Mimer. Mimer turned into a regular Arusa. He was Mazana with her. The Znus did not affect her status. The Znus did not affect her status. What? He lived with her during the time of Erisin. Then he did Chuppah. Now she's in a Suwa, Knusa, same thing. And she drinks for what she did during the period of Shemar Shabbam, during the period after Mimer.
What's the
lashon? Wait, I thought he lived with her because she wouldn't marry because he lived with her.
He lived with her before the Stira, before the Kinoi. He did Mimer, and he was Mizana with her. Then he warned her, and then she went privately. Then he did Chuppah. And now he's warning, he's drinking her for that. It's Mamish, the exact same case as Arusa. Except by Shemar Shabbam, we had a problem, but she wasn't an Arusa. We turned the Shemar Shabbam into Arusa. How? According to Beit Shammai.
Knusa's a misnomer, really. It shouldn't be.
Knusa and Nesua is the exact same thing. Post Yibum, she's Knusa. Post Nesua, and she's Nesua.
Right.
It's exact.
It's just the name of
her. Right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, got other Mimer, Bakak Bola, Biznus. No longer works. She becomes a regular wife. She's called the Shemar Shabbam because she came about through a brother's death. The E, the Beis Hill. Couldn't work according to Beis Hillel. Maimer lafriach zik, like all the Maimer lafriach zik is yavamim. Maimer doesn't affect the bond of yibum. Belecho zikas erison and esuin. She doesn't change statuses. Rather the kind of business gemara, he would be kind. It would be business. Frak the gemara. Ihachi hayna arusa gemura. Varusa atanila. We learned arusa. The suin the day ishta shlaisi yavemtai. The chavre akiv di yavemtai shayach lasen knisa. This is the first shot of Rashi in this Gemara. Now, Rashi learns a second pshat. And the second pshat is, there's no concept of chuppah by Yavama. So the whole thing over here, Shabarash Barlev Yavam Bebeis Chamiya, and Rashi explains, and you did chuppah. There's no chuppah. And Rashi, and the answer is not that she turns into a regular Arusa. She doesn't turn into a regular Arusa. She becomes, Mimer makes her his wife. So what is the case of Shemer? It's Takas Ishech. So according to this Pshat and Rashi, the Gemara's answer is as follows. He never lived with her. He did Mimer. Mimer made her married, as if she had Chuppah. And he never lived with her afterwards. He never lived in sin. But doesn't he have to live with her before Kinu and Sira? His brother lived with her. And since he's assuming his brother's marriage, the fact that his brother had lived with her satisfies the need that her husband had lived with her. That's Rashi's second shot. Not shot. He did Mimer, she becomes an Arusa. He did Mimer, and that's a marriage. It's like a chuppah. The question is, when did he live with her? Don't you need to have him to live with her? The answer is, the husband lived with her. Let's read the Rashi inside. Lishnach rina ve'ikr. The klasik ha-beshmer shabim, the kashalach nami boha, olah ba-tashkuyeyu. How can you drink a shmer shabim? Mukmuz lo nami ga shabala. Look, if she nixnes ilu chupa leke lo, kumei, there's no chupa, no chupa b'yivam aleke. There's no chupa, l'shaykh. Shmer shabim. Elulay took me to Shemar Shabala. You're right. If he lived with his Shemar Shabim, he's not a Shemar Shabim anymore. Elul could have been Mimer. And Mimer turns her into his wife without the benefit of Yibum. Well, Mimer's like Arison, but there's no Chup anymore. This is it. Ukshakad Meshchivas Baalik Kabdinan. Dakad Meshchivas. Mimer's like Nesuan, not Rabba. Ukshakad
We still have requirements of
Shechivas Baal. Right. Where is the Shechivas Baal? The Shechivas Baal, the Kadma Shechivas Baal, the Gemara's answer is, I don't need him to have lived with her by Shemar Shabbam.
Her dead brother did.
The deceased brother did. He was a husband. And the second guy just assuming his brother.
Why
does Rashi like the second chapter better? Rashi likes his second shot better because, according to the first shot, he just introduced a whole new thing that Baruch Moshe didn't like. Then when you do Mimer, you took her out of the whole track of Yibum, and even if you live with her afterwards, it's not Yibum, because you're doing Mimer, now it's a regular wife. It's a big finish. In the second one, he says he never lived with her. Now, the problem here is, the Gemara's Kashi, Achi Ayni Arusa is not such a strong question, because it's really not Arusa anymore.
Right.
That question is better according to the first lashon, when she mamash turned into an arusa. Here she didn't really turn into arusa, but she's no longer shemeres yavam. So he's saying,
using that train of thought.
Right, exactly. I would have said it all kind of nesua because she's already under him.
Rebbe. Didn't we have a number of blot ago a shiloh if a brother is actually taking over his brother or he's a new person?
We discussed it a number of blot ago, yes.
Didn't we have that?
We discussed it, whether he's taking over it's his new thing. By the way, that shiloh goes through the whole Masechta with Rayas one way and Rayas the other way.
Well, here's a Rayas one way.
Again, there's Rayas one way and Rayas the other way. Rashi is just saying, for the requirement of Shechivas Baal, that's good enough. Rashi is not getting involved in the mechanism of why Yibam works. Is he taking it over? Is it a new thing? Either way, I explained it that way because it's easier to explain. You can learn Yibum is a new thing. But the question is, did her husband live with her before the... Her husband did. The other husband. Since the mind said, the bottom line is, whether he takes over or makes new, he's continuing. And therefore, for the halacha, the shechiv is mal, that's good enough. I just decided to take the easy way out. It's much easier to explain. You learn that he assumes the deceased brother's place.
Oh, I thought it was actually Amaroy and whatever that are arguing.
It's at length in the Akrainim. Out of Yu Yibum, and this is Negeya, many different parts of Masechtas Yevamos. And you're right, we mentioned it a number of times. You're right.
See that your brother also knew John, and he would have made the same
key to him. No such thing. You just introduced a whole new thing. No, I don't agree. No, I'm not satisfying Abraham. I'm trying to be intellectually honest.
So when he's giving a kinu in stira, he's doing it for himself or his brother?
What? He's doing it
so
for himself.
But he's not the one that lived with her.
Again, we're going to go through this back and forth. Rashi is saying for the requirement of Shechivas Baal, the brothers living with her suffices.
It seems like we're going back and forth.
Not sure what you mean, but if that makes you feel good, I'll go on.
No, meaning in one prat, the...
As I'm saying, you're right. They're not always dependent on each other. Correct.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Why I'm not so happy with the second shot.
Not happy? Rashi's happier.
I know Rashi is, but I'm not. Every person has to be happy with himself.
What? Supposed to be besimcha. You're supposed to be happy with him, Shatim.
So who's the Baal?
When?
I'm sorry?
Sorry?
Who is her new Baal?
Again.
One who made Maimar or the one who had a relationship with her?
Yibum, he's the new Baal. Before Yibum, she's a Shemeres Yabam. Right? He did Maimar. He made her into his wife. So now he's the Baal. But there was a Baal who is considered, again, Yibum is an extension. No matter which way you look at it, Yibum is the Torah saying, take over your brother's place. Exact to what degree, it's questionable. But the brother lived with her. So there was a Shechivas Baal before Shechivas Baal.
So, in other words, the one brother made a Maimer, the second brother lived with her, who brings
no.
her to... My
first
right?
brother, the one who died, lived with her.
Oh, that's the one that lived with her. I thought there was a dead brother.
No. Reuven was married to Leah, and they lived together. Reuven died. Shimon made a Maimer, which now makes her Shimon's wife. But Shimon never consummated the marriage. And now it said he warned her before he made the Maimer. Don't go privately with so-and-so. She went, before he went to Maimer, he warned her. She was a Shemer Shevam. And then she went privately into a room with somebody. And then he made a Maimer. And he acquired her. She's Ishek now. Didn't live with her. But if he lived with her, he lived with her in sin. Right?
Or he was Miyabim or then.
That's not true, because if he was Miyabim there, then it would be sin.
That's what
Rashi
says that
would be like, Maimer is Yibum, but without living with her. So he never lived with her in sin. But you needed him to have lived with her at one time. So till now we struggled to get in how he lived with her. Now Rashi's saying you don't need that. Merit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow on the phone. I should be, unless I cancel my flight, I should be on the phone.